Once again, as a reminder to media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We now welcome on to the call the head coach, the Albany Great Danes, Greg Gattuso. Good morning, Coach Gattuso.
Morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm well. Congratulations to you and your team. A very impressive 38-21 road win at ninth-ranked Towson. Just give me your impressions on what went so well for you on Saturday.
It was really good, obviously, for us to get a conference win on the road was big. We needed to play our game, which has been, you know, we've struggled a little bit on the road kind of getting to our game. But I think, even though we really shot ourselves in the foot with the two turnovers inside our own five-yard line, it resulted in 14 points. We didn't let it bother us. The guys are growing up, mature, and they're getting confidence. And I thought our offense played a really, really good game. Once we were able to adjust a little bit with protections in the first quarter, we were able to protect better, and be able to get Jeff some time to get rid of the football. I thought, the quarterback and receivers played well, and the running back, Carl Mofars, just continues to be a really strong, capable guy for us. And defensively, Flacco was a huge concern. Last year he dominated us, single-handedly dominated us with a bunch of yards. We were able to really harass him and hit him and knock him down and chase him, and we limited the Flacco plays to just a couple. When he runs around, he had one play with 13 seconds long running around back there, but it ended up being an incompletion. So I thought we were able to contain their best player and just keep battling. So all in all, it was obviously a huge win for us, and I thought in every phase we played a really pretty good football game, and it gave us a chance to win.
Offensively, as you said, 511 yards. You guys have been, Jeff specifically has had a huge year, but was Saturday maybe the best game that you've had all year offensively?
I think in many ways. I think Jeff was really good, really efficient. He was 23 for 30, and a few of them were just throwaways, when things were going bad. He scrambled, which was good to see him starting to scramble a little bit to get out of trouble. And he just thought, he's growing up and he's getting a feel for the game and, when to do things. And you see the veteran quarterbacks know when to run and when to throw it away and all that. I think he's just in the process of learning all that stuff. But he was really strong, and he played a good football game. And I think those two – our receiving core has been good all year, what we had a lot of was catching runs, which was nice to see too.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you about. We've talked a lot about Jared Reeves and Juwan Green a lot on these calls, both of them over 100 yards again. But as you said, they seem to get a ton of yards on Saturday on yards after the catch. How good are those two guys at that?
They're getting. Juwan has always been good. One of the differences, Jeff's just delivering the ball and with more power and more accuracy, which gives them that extra second to try to make a kid miss. A couple of them were just little now screens that they were able to make the corner miss and pick up a chunk of yards. And those runs after catches are the things that drive defensive coaches crazy. And I thought we did a good job. We had trouble with field position early, but we were able to swing the field position with a couple plays like that. I can think of the one early. It was the shallow cross and run that really set up our first touchdown. It was really instrumental in getting us off to a good start.
Got a media question, Q, if you'll get that for us, Rance.
You have a question from Greg Madia from Daily News Record. Your lines are open.
Hey, Greg, I guess it was four unranked CAA teams that had beaten ranked teams. You guys probably had the biggest one of the weekend. Could you sense it coming? How do you kind of assess it? And I guess kind of just your opinion of the parity across the league, too, where something like that can happen.
Yeah, I think when you listen to the coaches talk and there's a coach speak that everybody says and nobody wants to upset anybody else. And so sometimes what gets lost in the shuffle is there's not a coach in this conference that feels comfortable every week that they're going to win the game. Top to bottom, I think, in our league, there's just no game. You better be ready to play every week or you're not going to win. And I think it's played out across our conference week after week after week where you know, teams are supposed to dominate somebody and they lose. And I think, you know, Towson was ranked high. You know, when you looked at their game versus Florida, you know, with SEC power, you know, you when you watch that game, Towson's moving the ball up and down the field at times. And I think, you know, so they're good. And but we played a good game. And we were on top of our game, and we played really well, and we were able to keep Flacco under control. And I want to congratulate Tom on his soon-to-be graduation and moving on from our league, which will be great. But he's, you know, that's what you have to do in those games, and we were able to do it. And we played a complete football game. So the league is every week. You just cannot. The records mean nothing. They literally mean nothing in our league.
Gotcha. Thank you, Greg.
Greg, you talked about your guys' ability to contain Flacco. Only with 280 yards, you were able to sack him three times, and as you said, he was able to run around some, but and not really hurt you with big plays. What was the game plan going in against him?
Well, I mean, everybody. I love TFLs, and we've kind of restructured our defense a little bit and put some pressure on our D line to make some plays, but. The real key to defensive football is pressure on the quarterback, and we were able to pressure him. We were able to knock him down. We were able to get around him and bump him. And, you know, the great pass-rushing teams that I've been around and coached harass quarterbacks, and that's your really only chance against Flacco. You're not going to get him a lot. You know, we ended up having four sacks, but what you see is not just sacks, but you see – if he's running and he's running laterally, he's not able. It's hard to make throws and all the dipsy doos and all that. He made a couple good plays off it, but at the end of the day, we were all over him and trying to be physical with him. And that's all you can do, you know, is get him disrupted because you know guys like that, you got to survive them. And I thought we did a good job of harassing him and keeping him on the run. And like I said, you know, just getting him to move his feet and not be comfortable is important.
You also had on the back end your secondary with quite a few pass breakups, and then Dante Mount with the that fumble return to seal the victory. How did you feel like you played on the back end against some talented receivers?
Yeah, they have good receivers, and he can deliver it. I think that's something that we all preach and try to get our kids to do is battle at the point of attack for the ball. And I thought there was three really big plays in the game where we were able to knock the ball out, and you know, and depending on what team you're on, you should have caught it, or the other guy made a good play and pulled it out. But that's, you have to be close to receivers, and you got to challenge the catch, and we did a decent job of that, I thought, of battling, and that's really defensive football in today's world, is you got to battle for every play you can.
This Saturday, you get back home to face a Rhode Island team that is as good as anybody in FCS, throwing the ball around. Also, a talented group of receivers as you've started to prepare for the Rams. What are some of the challenges that they'll present?
Well, you know, they've beaten us up the last 2 years, and our kids understand that. And they've got a good football team. I think the thing about records is very applicable when you look at the schedule they played. You know, they played really tough against Virginia Tech and took them down to the fourth quarter, and they played Ohio tough, and they lost in overtime to Delaware. They lost on literally the last play of the game versus Stony Brook. You know, close match with New Hampshire. I mean, they've had a really tough schedule, and any team that can throw the football like that is a big danger. And like, I mean, I don't know that I've seen. There's been some great receivers in this league, but I just don't know that I've seen anybody better than Aaron Parker, unless it's Isaiah Coulter. I mean, those guys are very legitimately incredible receivers. But it's not just those guys. They have very capable receivers all over the place. So they're a real challenge. Their offense is very good, obviously. And defensively, they continue to have a lot of athletes out there that can run around and make plays. So it's a huge football game for us. I know it's a huge football game for them. And we really need to have a great home game to get a win in this game for if we have any dreams going forward. We've got to play a great football game this week and try to put two great games together.
All right, Greg, thanks as always for the time here this morning. Look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, thanks.